Broadcasting live from the Regis Business Center and office suites at Satellite Place in Duluth, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another award-winning edition of Gwinnett Business Radio here on Business Radio X. I am merely the host, Mike Salmon, alongside the great and ingenious Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Mike. How are you doing today?
Doing good, doing good. We've got a great show today. Lots of folks here in the studio.
Ready to win another award.
Absolutely. They just keep a coming. We're running out of room on the walls, as everybody can see here. All these awards we have on the wall here. Moving on, our guest today on the show from Spirion Professional Staffing and Recruiting, it's Al Ganey and Stacey Reese from Apalachee River Animal Hospital. We are joined by Dr. Destiny Prezzano. And from Rainbow Travel, we are joined by Sherry Johnson. We're going to start with Al Ganey and Stacey Reese with Spirion Professional Staffing and Recruiting. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Mike, before you get started, we want to straighten you out on how to pronounce the name of the company.
Good.
Okay.
I was going to.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's Spirion Staffing.
S-P-H.
Yeah, you got it.
Spirion.
Spirion.
Yes.
Okay. That's probably not good for me to correct the host, but
no, Al, go ahead.
No,
it
would
as much as you want.
It would have been smart of me to listen to you saying it before we went on the air.
Well, I would agree with that, but still, it's okay.
All right, so tell us all about the company and what you guys do.
You want me to go ahead and start first, Stacey? Well, we've been in the staffing business about 18 years. Spirion has been in business about 68 years, and it's a national franchise organization. And we started out in Gainesville, Georgia, 18 years ago. Stacey and I both are former bankers. Do not hold that against us, please. But we saw the light, got out about 18 years ago, and have been doing this ever since. We've expanded into several markets in North Georgia, Gwinnett being the most recent one.
Without hurting any feelings, why did you guys decide to get out of the banking industry and into this industry?
Well, go ahead, Stacey.
Well, we were getting tired of all the acquisitions and mergers taking place, and the bank that I was with had been purchased, and the bank that Al was with had been purchased, and I just felt like I had been in banking 13 years, and it was time to look at a new opportunity. And part of my last 2 years in banking was spent re-engineering workflows, and a staffing service has that opportunity to go in and meet with clients and look at how they're doing things and make suggestions and recommendations on how to do them more effectively, more efficiently. So I just thought it was a natural progression to look at that. Went to Al for advice, and lo and behold, ended up being my business partner. So,
yeah, it was an amazing, amazing story there. But at the same time, I was in banking 21 years, Mike, and in 1994, I went on vacation, and my wife had said for years, you're not happy in banking. You need to do something different. So we moved to Georgia with a savings and loan at that point. We had flipped a savings and loan in Greenville, South Carolina, and a bank here in Georgia found out about that and said, we want you to come flip our S&L to a commercial bank. So along with my wife of now 43 years, we came to Georgia. And in 94, had the opportunity. We knew, by the way, that one of the reasons they were flipping it to a commercial bank was so that another bank here in Georgia, a major bank that you would recognize the name of, was going to eventually buy the bank. So we came here, flipped it in 94, went on vacation, came back. She didn't know. I told her I was ready to get out. I came home one day and said, I did it. She said, you did what? I said, I resigned. So that being said, I knew I was going to go into a consulting mode, and that's when Stacey came and said, look, let's talk about a staffing company.
Wow.
So Stacey, you kind of started the answer to this, but let me ask the question. So you guys are there. You've both decided to try something new. So what led you to staffing? What led you to Spirion?
Well, the irony in the whole thing is, again, that last 2 years I was in banking when I was doing reengineering or workflows and things, I utilized a new staffing service to the Gainesville market to help us and really looked at what they were doing, and I thought, this is really, really neat. This is something I might have an interest in. the way I really got involved with it, and somewhat Al as well, is we were both politically involved at the time, and an Atlanta businessman that owned a staffing company called Norrell Staffing, headquartered here in Atlanta, we got to know him, and he kind of introduced us to the franchise concept. So that's local ownership, local decision making, but the backing of a national organization. So we started pursuing that because it answered a lot of fears and concerns we had about starting up a staffing business that had huge payrolls, large accounts receivable, large insurance needs, that it's just hard for individuals this day and time to go out and secure a loan. So the franchise provides you with that support. All you have to do is go out, market yourself, sell to your clients, recruit the people, and then service your clients.
So, Al, let me ask you this. When you say staffing, I think a lot of people get some preconceived notions in their heads, or they've heard the term, they've heard of the industry. What do we not know about staffing? You guys have been doing this now 18 years. So what are we missing? What are the myths? What excites you about being in staffing?
Yeah, I'm going to start with the myths, because the myth is that temporary staffing is more like day labor, a day here, a day there. But in the true staffing sense of the word, you're looking at long-term staffing. Generally, Stacy and I, in our company, staff positions that are a minimum of a couple of weeks, but generally a couple of months. And even we've got some on our payroll that have been there 2 and 3 years. So that, in the true sense, we're not a day labor company. We're a long-term staffing company. And there is a professional difference there. And with the contacts we have, it really benefits us and our clients, mainly the clients and, frankly, the candidates that come in. They are as important as the clients are to us.
You mentioned this is a franchise. Why did you decide to go in that direction as opposed to just opening an independent agency?
Well, as we were saying earlier, there's a lot of cost associated with carrying a payroll. Any businessman out there, any business person out there listening knows that that's always usually their number one fear is, can I make the payroll next week? So when your clients are paying you on 30-day terms, but your employees get paid on weekly terms, you've got to have a bridge there. In this day and time, it's just hard for bankers to feel comfortable in financing a payroll. So that franchise not only provided that safety net for us, that security of covering the payroll, workers' comp insurance, liability insurance, it's also the sales recognition that a name like Spherion brings to the table. Spherion is known nationally. We have clients that maybe an HR manager gets relocated from North Carolina to, say, the Gwinnett area, and they use Spherion in North Carolina. So they go online and look for the local Spherion office, and we get the phone call. So that's the benefit of having that recognizable name. But I like to tell people the great thing about being part of a franchise is we get the support of a national company, but you get the service of a locally owned business.
Well, let me ask you about the market today. Are we still in that struggling area where there's more qualified workers than there are jobs out there? How would you assess the market today?
No, quite frankly, today, Mike, the market of people, qualified people, has actually shrunk. And the problem with that is you're background screening, you're interviewing, you're drug screening more and more people that are not able to go to work, so to speak. But at the same time, there are a lot of qualified people that are still sitting on their backsides, drawing that unemployment. But in the past, they were qualified workers, but they want to play out the unemployment game. And that's not healthy for their future, because employers are frankly looking at all that and seeing that, okay, they were out of work for 6 months, a year. Why do I want to hire them if they just rode the wave of unemployment? That's a problem. So it has shrunk.
If I'm a business owner, first of all, let me ask, what are some of the industries you guys kind of cover and maybe specialize in? And then walk through, get on the other side of the table and be the business owner who might be looking to use your services.
Sure.
Why, you know, what are some of the benefits and maybe even some of the things that I need to keep in mind as a business owner as I start looking at staffing?
Sure. Well, the great thing about the Spherion model is it's a full-service model. People think that maybe we only do the temporary staffing or the temp to hire, but we actually have a team of professional recruiters that every day of the week they're working for full-time placements with our clients. That maybe it's engineering, it's accounting, it's a chief operating officer. It could be a third shift supervisor for a local facility. So we do that full-time hire where we go out, as you might have heard the term headhunters, we go out and take people that are actively working somewhere and provide them with an opportunity to interview for something that would be a promotion, a higher salary, a better step up the ladder than where they are now. So, you know, that's the traditional direct hire professional recruiting. Then we have what we call the long-term staffing, where clients come to us and say, I want 10% of my workforce to be flexible at all times. So if I have 1,000 employees, then you as Spherion will be responsible for 100 of those positions at all times. And then as I need people permanently to fill that 900, I'm going to come to your pool of 100 and offer them full-time employment. And then the third leg of that is maybe you have someone that's out on medical leave for various reasons. It's going to be an extended term, and you need someone with skills brought in. We can bring you a person with skills for that 30 days, 90 days, 120 days. And often when that happens, they keep the person. Even when the person comes back from medical leave, they find something for that individual to do.
I think it's important to note here, and again, you said, you know, one of the reasons you guys chose Spherion, you get the power of the national name with the feel of a local business. So I'm a business owner. It's more than just, hey, I need somebody for 30 days. Hey, I need somebody for a short-term project. You literally can help them with their search for long-term.
We help them with their search. Sometimes we help them. Well, more so, we help them determine who they need to search for, because oftentimes what that business person wants does not exist. And we help them sit down during our consultation time with a reality check. The person you're looking for does not exist, but this type of person does. Now, are there other people on your staff that could do some of these other things you're wanting this super person to be able to do?
That's how Mike ended up with me as a co-host. He was looking for the perfect co-host. Yeah. And
you found it?
Couldn't be found.
Couldn't find him. Got stuck with Steve.
And you'd be surprised when someone says, hey, Al, you know, we want you to hire this person. And Al says, well, gosh, how long has the position been open? Well, about 8 months.
Yeah. And let me flip that coin one time here and go to the candidate side, because
right, because you're serving two areas.
Oh, absolutely. And if you look at the professional, let's look at the professionals right now. Let's look at engineers. We almost daily have people come into our office and say, "Thank you for getting us that job over at this engineering firm." Because we never thought that we could come to a staffing company, a professional staffing company, and be able to accomplish what you've accomplished because of all the contacts you have in the industry. And the next thing they do is send their friends over who are not happy where they are or looking for a job, and we're able to help them because of the number of contacts we do have in the communities.
Speaking of the communities, you guys are based here in Gwinnett County, up in Buford. Talk about Gwinnett County as far as a worker's place to come. Is this a place where people do want to come to work?
Well, I will tell you, we opened in Gwinnett. We managed to get this market from our franchisor very recently, and we wanted to be here because it's a great market for professional jobs. It's a great market for logistics-type jobs, and we wanted to be here because of the growth in this area. It is a great market to grow your business.
We're talking with Al Ganey and Stacy Reese with Spherion Professional Staffing and Recruiting here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Say
correct. Spherion.
I got to do the S and the Spherion. Right,
so when we wrap up, make sure I'm the one that does it, okay?
who are we talking to now?
We are talking to Al Ganey and Stacy Reese of Spherion Professional Spherion. Staffing Service.
It's my northern accent.
That's exactly
some words
what
I can't say, like aluminum.
Well, I have a family relative who can't say Arnold Palmer, so I get it. Yeah. They Arnold Palmer is how they say it. But anyway, go ahead, Mike. Well, I think you had a question.
Well, my question was going to be for the person who's looking to get back into the workforce, or they're looking for a change of careers, what kind of advice could you give them to make them more of an ideal candidate to find a good job?
A lot of times we look at people's resume and they put a lot of information on there. It may not be organized in a way that makes it easy for someone that's looking at multiple resumes for it to jump out at them. We'll often help them organize it. But the other thing we found is a lot of people don't really realize what they've accomplished. I don't know if maybe they're modest and they're afraid to put it all on there, but we'll sit there and interview someone and say, well, why isn't that on your resume? That's important. You actually helped open a new line in your facility as a team member. We need to put that on there. So we help people understand what they can put on the resume and what job, what employers are going to be looking for. We also help them understand, too, how to answer questions, how to and answer those questions up front and honestly. They don't need to go in and fabricate their resume. We make sure they understand they're never to do that. But what we do want them to do is go in and shine, because there may be 10 people competing for that one position, and it may be the way that you sit, the way that you speak, the way that you're dressed for that interview that catches the interviewer's eye and gets that second look.
And it's all about soft skills. Not all about, but a lot of it has to do with soft skills. And you mentioned a couple of them, how they're dressed. Yeah. But the millennials, the younger generation, they do not understand how to present themselves in a lot of cases, because they're on their computers, on all that technology stuff that's in front of them every day of the week. So we try to teach them how to interview, how to dress, like Stacy mentioned, and look people in the eye and be sure that you're doing those things. And we will help them write their resumes, because nine times out of ten, they don't know how to present themselves.
So if the interviews were done over Facebook, they'd be fine.
But
because they have to actually sit across a table.
You know, you make a good point there, because 79%. You're surprised at that?
Yeah. Yes. 79, it's a rare occurrence.
Okay, I get
it. Go
ahead. 79% of employers are looking at Facebook and those sorts of social media, and they are looking to see what that candidate is doing out there. If they see them out there with a beer can in their hands or partying down with those pictures, right, they're not going to hire those folks. They won't do it.
All right. Before we give all the contact information for folks that want to know more about your company and how you might be able to help them, if you had like a little elevator speech here for the workers, the people that you're looking to place, and if you had a little elevator speech maybe for the companies that you want to help, kind of give us that little elevator speech for both sides that you serve.
Well, I'll do the elevator speech for the client, for the employer, while Al's thinking of what he wants to say about the applicant. But when someone looks at me and says, why should I hire Spherion to do my staffing? I like to say, well, you come to work every day to, say, build this widget, and your people are highly skilled and trained to build that widget, and your managers are highly skilled and trained to oversee the building of that widget. Our people come to work highly skilled and highly trained to recruit people every day. So you can turn that over to Spherion, and we'll take that off your plate so that you can focus 100% of your time on building your quality widget, knowing that you're going to be building it with quality recruited individuals brought to you by Spherion Staffing.
Well said.
And from the employee's standpoint, from the candidate's standpoint, I would tell them this. I would say, look, you need a job. We want to find the right job for you with the right company at the right time. And we know that you are as important as that client is to us, and we're going to treat you that way from start to finish. So come see us.
So Al Ganey and Stacy Reese with Spherion here in Gwinnett County. Stacy, why don't you tell us all the contact information for both offices, both in Gainesville and in Buford, and let people know how they can get in touch with Spherion.
Great. Well, Spherion Staffing is located at Buford Village. That's Buford Village Way, Suite 115, just right at the Buford Highway there in downtown Buford, across from the community center. You can reach us at 770-415-1380 or on the web at spherion.com. Our Gainesville office is located at 1100 Sherwood Park Drive. That's near the Northeast Georgia Medical Center.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank y'all.
Why do I feel like I've had a battlefield demotion here on the show?
Spherion.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Exactly. I'm not going to say it anymore. Steven will be saying it. Al and Stacy, thanks so much. Been a pleasure. Joining us now on the show from Apalachee River Animal Hospital. Goodness, I hope I said that right. It is Dr. Destiny Prezzano. Destiny, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Did I get all the names right there?
You did.
All right. That's a little late game rally here. Tell us all about Apalachee River Animal Hospital.
Well, we are a three-doctor, full-service practice located in Decatur, Georgia. We're right next to Sonic on Decatur Road. My husband, Dr. Randy, and I are the owners. We have full service from well care to sick care, boarding and grooming. We're proud recipients of the 2014 Gwinnett Daily Post Reader's Choice Award for Best Veterinarian, Best Doggy Daycare, and Best Groomer.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
You have almost as many awards as we do on our walls here. Stephen and I, we're animal people. I think most of our listeners would be animal people. There's a lot of folks out there, a lot of veterinarians, a lot of vet hospitals out there. What makes you guys different? Why should we come see you?
Well, I think that our clients are really looking for personalized care for their pets. You know, they don't want them to just be another number, another dog or cat on a prefabricated protocol. You know, we really look at each individual pet and determine their needs, their risk assessment, and then come up with a treatment plan, whether it be preventative medicine or sick care.
I think sometimes when it comes to animal care also, not only is there a personalized plan for the animal, sometimes there's also a personalized plan for the family.
Absolutely. We have a lot of owners that, you know, whether it's a financial issue or just literally time, you know, they don't have the time to be treating their dog or cat three or four times a day. So we now need to modify our maybe top plan to plan B or C for those particular clients. And most of the time there are multiple options out there. And we spend the time to educate our owners as to all of the opportunities and options that there are to care for their pets.
And I think that probably comes down to another differentiating factor of trying to build the relationship. Not just with the pets, but with the family. I'll raise my hand and say sometimes you feel like, you know, if you don't do this plan A, you really don't love your pet. And it's kind of like, hey, there's a lot of other factors in life going on here. Is that so it comes down to the relationship with the owners as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of our owners, you know, we go through a lot of life situations with them. You know, they're coming in and they've just received a diagnosis themselves, or their children are sick, or they're taking care of an elderly family member. You know, so there's a lot to go into veterinary care outside of just the relationship with the pet. You know, we're there to advocate for our patients, but in the light of what the owners are capable of doing for their pets.
I'm noticing here in my notes, Destiny, that your practice is cat friendly. What does that mean? And if I'm a dog person, should I be concerned?
No. So the American Association of Feline Practitioners has put out this certification that practices can undergo called cat friendly practice. And there's a lot of different facets to it, from the physical plant to having a cat-only exam room, a cat area for waiting, as well as additional staff and veterinary education. You know, cats are not small dogs, as we're taught first year in veterinary school. You know, they present differently with diseases. They behave differently in the vet's office. And oftentimes, you know, we need to treat them as the species that they are. So with, you know, offering information prior to the visit as to how to get the cat into the carrier and into our office, as well as different handling techniques and gentler handling, different vaccine protocols, as well as anesthesia, fluid therapy, everything is different with cats. And so you really need to have a practice that has a cat focus.
So I'll go a little bit farther down that path. If you're a cat-friendly practice, but you also are friendly to dogs.
Absolutely.
Other kinds of animals. There are certainly some unique pet owners out there. Do you guys service all different kinds of animals?
We've really focused on dogs and cats. You know, as veterinary medicine has progressed over the last 15 to 20 years, it's become very specialized. And to do a good job for all species is becoming harder. So you'll see that most large animal vets stick to large animal medicine. People that do a lot of exotics, oftentimes that is their only focus, whereas we focus on dogs and cats.
So, Mike, you have to find someplace else for your giraffe.
All right. Thank you very much. I got a question that might be kind of a dumb question. But, you know, when it comes to humans, you want to go in every couple of years for a checkup, you know, to see your doctor. I know people that have dogs or cats. They haven't taken them to the vet for 10, 12 years because they've never shown any signs of being ill or sick or injured. Should you routinely maybe bring your animal in, bring your pet in just to have it checked out?
Absolutely. So there's been a lot of studies on this, and the number of veterinary visits has declined. And I think a lot of that happened with the recession. You know, people didn't see an obvious abnormality with their dog or cat. And so it kind of became a little bit lower on the priority list financially. And as we've seen that, we have also seen a number of you know, cats and dogs present much more progressed with disease when we finally do get to see them. And at that point, there's not as many opportunities to fix them. So, you know, especially in cats, they are great hiders of disease. They slink underneath the bed. They're just not as social. They're maybe not quite as engaged with the owners. Perhaps their appetite has changed a little bit. They're really small little nuances that are very significant, particularly in cats, but also in dogs.
Let's talk a little bit about, because you got the best award from Gwinnett Daily Post for a few different things, and I think I heard in there the grooming and some of the daycare and boarding. Talk a little bit about that. Let's get away from the health and what else do you guys do to pamper the pets that are brought to you?
So we have a couple of really great lead kennel counselors, as we call them, and they've both been in the industry for a number of years, and this is their life's passion, is to care for dogs and cats. So they really do pamper the pets. So we have an extra playtime package, and this is one-on-one time that the dogs are outside with the ball, with their favorite toy, really getting loved on. So when they're with us, you know, sometimes 7-8 days while owners take a cruise or they're on vacation, these pets are truly pampered. Our groomer has been grooming for over 20 years. She is very experienced. We have very few animals that we have to provide any chemical restraint to be able to achieve grooming. And for cats, that's saying a lot, because a lot of cats do not enjoy a bath and to be shaved down. But our groomer does a really great job, and we're able to handle a lot of animals and really provide owners a clean, happy, healthy pet when they come back from vacation.
We're joined by Dr. Destiny Prezzano with Apalachee River Animal Hospital. They are based in Decatur, Georgia. What would you want to say to the pet owner, you know, as far as taking care of their pets? And you can kind of take this anywhere way you want. And maybe what's one of the more common things that you see in your practice that, you know, they always say what an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Something that if they just took care of this, they, you know, the pet would be a little healthier.
Sure. I guess if I had to note one disease, it would be periodontal disease, i.e. dental disease. So the majority of our pets by age 2 or 3 have some level of periodontal disease, if not progressed periodontal disease. You know, you can imagine if we didn't brush our teeth twice a day, what our mouth would look like. Many of these dogs, they never get a toothbrush put inside their mouth. And so we have, you know, 6- and 7-year-old dogs that are coming in having the majority of their teeth literally falling out and it being extracted during dental procedures. So I do think that periodontal disease is one thing that owners could certainly engage in different dental chews. There are a number of different products out there, but teeth brushing, there's nothing better than. And most dogs will allow you to get in their mouth, and even cats. They'll allow you to get in there with a toothbrush and really help them with their periodontal disease. And as you had talked about, kind of an ounce of prevention, one of the things that we see a lot of is, you know, owners that have felt like, oh, they're just getting a little bit older. They're not as active as they were, you know, a couple years ago. You know, they're 10, they're 7. You know, these are age-related changes. And, you know, if we compare to human medicine and we think about as people age, they have a number of different specialists that are part of their, you know, health regimen, and oftentimes a number of different medications or diet restrictions. And it's the same for our pets. You know, a lot of these dogs and cats are suffering from different diseases. It's not just old age. It's hypothyroidism, it's osteoarthritis, it's kidney disease, sometimes gastrointestinal abnormalities, inflammatory bowel disease, a number of things that can make them not feel their best. Early diagnosis allows us for better treatment.
I want to just say, Stephen, I've always been amazed by vets, because they're working on not just one species of animal, but many different. So everything's different, maybe on the insides and outsides. And you're not working with a human that can tell you what's aching them, what's hurting them. So I mean, I've always been impressed with the kind of work that you do, because you have to try to, you can't really communicate obviously with your patients.
We do. I think thorough history taking is a really important aspect, because it's those little nuances that we talked about that kind of clue us into this might be the problem with this particular pet. And so those things that owners oftentimes will find to not be a big deal, and they kind of mention it as we're about to exit the exam room oftentimes, those are the big picture items for us.
You mentioned the word presenting. I would imagine that's a big part. You know, that's how you have to decipher what's going on, that and what the owner tells you.
Right. So we literally will watch the pet walk around the exam room. We'll see how they behave as the owner goes to pick them up. If they kind of crunch down like this is going to hurt. If they have a real short strided gait, that oftentimes is evidence of some back pain or some osteoarthritis. So it's little things that we'll pick up on.
So Destiny, we like to ask this question, and I'm very interested in this answer with you. We always like to ask kind of where do you see the business going in 5 years? So specifically with an animal hospital, Are there plans for expansion, other hospitals, or is it just get really good at, just continue to get better at what you do at your location? What are some of the plans for Apalachee River Animal Hospital?
Well, we're really privileged to practice out of a great facility. We have about a 7,000 square foot facility, so we actually still have some growing room within our existing practice. We hope to add some additional kind of subspecialties within the practice. We do have cold laser therapy as an alternative therapy for osteoarthritis, as well as wound healing, pain management, but would like to expand into some acupuncture and some other opportunities that way. But we also, you know, just really want to continue to build relationships with our clients and the community.
One of the things I picked up in my notes on your clinic, Destiny, is this saying here, Mayo Clinic Care with Ritz-Carlton Customer Service.
Yes, that is kind of our model. So we want our clients to be greeted by name, the pets greeted by name. You know, oftentimes we'll have an assistant ready to help somebody get, you know, two or three cats out of the car, you know, so they're not having to make multiple trips in and out of the facility. We really try to anticipate the needs that our customers and our clients are going to have, as well as really want to practice to Mayo Clinic standards. You know, Mayo has a principle that Mayo is a constellation made up of stars, and that's what we've tried to surround ourselves by, our stars in the veterinary field. Most of our receptionists, as well as technicians, have been in the field since they were 16, 17 years old.
Wow. Dr. Destiny Prezzano is our guest. She's a vet and the owner of Apalachee River Animal Hospital. Go ahead and give us your location once again, any contact information you want to share, website for our listeners.
Sure. We are Apalachee River Animal Hospital. We are located on Decula Road in Decula, Georgia, right next to Sonic. Our phone number is 678-376-0503, and you can visit our website at www.apalacheeriveranimalhospital.com.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Our next guest here on Gwinnett Business Radio comes to us from Rainbow Travel. She is the owner, Sherry Johnson. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us all about Rainbow Travel and, you know, how long you've been in the business and your credentials and just the background.
Well, Rainbow Travel was birthed out of my passion for travel. I've been in the travel industry since 1979. I know I don't look
You
like
started when you were 8
years old.
Well done.
But I've loved traveled. I started with the airlines in 1979, and I've been in travel ever since. I've picked up one other career during that time for 21 years, but I've stuck to travel. It's my passion of life.
Are there specialties that you enjoy working with? Because I know some other agents, and they specialize in cruises or these types of trips. Are there, you know, I know one person they do just all they do is Disney. Do you have any specialties that you're like, hey, I am the person if you want to do this?
I am the person that specializes in a niche for cruising. I have, we were talking about credentials, and so I have multiple certifications and accreditations from multiple vendors and suppliers with CLIA, which is the Cruise Line International Association. I have my ACC, Accredited Cruiser Counselor. I have my MCC, which is my Master's Cruise Counselor, and I have the ECC, which is the Elite Cruise Counselor. So I'm like the PhD of cruising.
So we're talking with Dr. Sherry Johnson of Rainbow Travel. Well done. So Sherry, talk a little bit about the industry because you've been around the industry for a while. Because I think a few years ago, the industry went, just everybody looked everything online and they thought, oh, well, I don't need anybody to help me. But that's not true, especially if they're looking at cruises. What do you bring to the table that they're not going to find at one of those sites that we don't need to name?
You want to have a service performed by myself at Rainbow Travel because of the exceptional service that you will get for us. We will take you to where you want to go in your vacation types. We will make sure that you're getting the best value for your money. There are different levels when you are cruising from type of cruise lines, economy cruise lines to your luxury cruise lines and so forth. So we want to make sure and get you what you want at a value price.
And there's a lot of consultation that can go into something like a cruise, especially if someone's only done one or they've never done one. You don't, you know, oh, I found a great price here, but yeah, you're right by the propeller. You
correct.
Know? And so,
and that is correct because your prices online will give you a base price. However, you want to make sure that your client enjoy that cruise. So oh, I found a price for $299. Well, that's just the base. It doesn't add your taxes, your gratuities. Plus, you may be on the bottom level. So we make sure that we explain the process, the locations on the ship, so that you're getting value, so that you're getting relaxation and enjoying your cruise.
Well, this is what you do for a living. I mean, so you can make them really enjoy their vacation. So the service you provide is invaluable. Is there a fee for using that your service?
There is no fee. I'm a full-service travel agency. We do not charge a fee. Our commissions are strictly from the vendors and suppliers that we use. So, of course, we're working for our client and make sure they get exactly what they desire.
What do you say to that person that says, well, you know, things are tight right now. I don't have a whole lot of money. I mean, there's some affordable vacations out there, are there not, for everybody and anybody?
There are lots of affordable vacation. One of the things are we take into account where you want to go, when you want to go, make recommendations for days of the week that you can travel, the seasons of the year that you can travel that will be economical for you. Plus, we offer a convenient pay plan. Do a deposit as long as time permits and you're not traveling in 3 weeks. We can do a pay plan and set that up for you.
What about the different cruise lines? You said, you know, going on a website and finding a price for $299, that's just a base. It doesn't include all kinds of stuff. Is there also a lot of different language or if Carnival says one thing and Norwegian, when they say something, they mean something else. Is there some confusion and need for consultation when it comes to the different cruise lines that I'd be working with?
Usually they're about the same. You have your interior staterooms, you have your ocean view staterooms, your balconies, and then you have your different suite types. Most of your cruise lines, you have your general dining, which is all inclusive. You have specialty restaurants, however, that's an additional. Most cruise lines have that. Most cruise lines have your children's program that breaks up into different age factors. So they're pretty basic on some of the things.
But I think you would also be able to kind of give some consultation of, hey, this one over here, that's a newer ship, or this one over here, they just updated their fleet. I mean, again,
correct.
There's things you know that correct. I wouldn't know.
Correct. You have ships that have lots of innovation on it. And so if you're going to just relax, which some people will do, and just enjoy their balcony, you can do that. But if you want to look for activity, casino on the ship, activities, tower folding, you know, fruit carving, vegetable carving, there's a lot of information, golfing at ports. So there's a lot of information.
So, Mike, that $99 cruise that you found, there's only cold water on the ship. So I don't think you want to, you know, it's peanut butter and jelly sandwiches every day.
When it comes to value, and we're talking with Sherry Johnson with Rainbow Travel, and she is the owner of the agency. When it comes to value, comparing a cruise travel to, say, for lack of a better term, land travel, what would you say is a better value? Because, I mean, the cruise might be a little bit more expensive, but you typically, as you've kind of talked about, a lot of it may be all-inclusive.
And that is the best value when you determine in value with your accommodations, with your air or car, getting to your destination, your meals, your activities, your entertainment. So pricing both land vacations and cruises, I find that cruising is always the best value. Once you get on the ship, you don't have to unpack. You're there. You enjoy. There are a list of activities all day long that the ship offer and give you options to do. If you were on a land, then you select a package or entertainment, you pay for it, you go there, and that's it.
Let's say I want to travel somewhere in this country. I mean, you handle, I assume, flights. Can you do flights, hotels? I mean, how deep does it go? I mean, if I want to book some restaurants, I mean, can you do, how far do your services go?
We can do entertainment. We can recommend restaurants. If there is a restaurant reservation, of course, we can do that. But, of course, car rentals, your air, train, cruises, river cruises, anywhere in the world.
So it probably, again, comes down to, if I've got it in my head, again, the reason I would want to talk to you as the doctor of travel is to be able to just talk through. You can help me plan almost every single detail of the trip.
I can help you plan that. I do have clients that say, I want to go on vacation. Okay, where do you want to go? I don't know. You find that. And so I recommend a bucket list. Where on your bucket list do you want, you know, let's check off. So I will plan a trip for some clients, and they know when they're getting ready to pack, you know, where they're going so they can know how to pack.
It's a service well worth
the
price.
It is a service, yes.
Which is free.
It is.
And again, I guess I can't harp on it enough, but there's no fee for using your service, so it makes no sense not to break into that wisdom of yours and use your services.
That is correct. Most people think by going online or that travel agencies actually have a charge or a fee. Now, I can tell you that some agents will have a fee. Because people will call and maybe 3 or 4 hours of work needs to be put into researching. Time is money. So they may charge a fee, $50, $100, but they will put that back onto your booking. So you really don't lose anything.
Well, and let's dispel the myth. The fact is you're not running a nonprofit.
Correct.
You are running a business because you are paid through the airlines or through the cruise lines or through the entertainment that you are recommending at times or doing stuff. They are including what they pay you in the price that they are charging the client. And I'm sure if the client wanted to, you could show them, yeah, if you did this all online, whether it would be the exact same price or not, the value is huge in there to be able to call you and say, here's what I want to do, take care of all the details, and it's done. How much time have I saved? How much is that worth?
That is correct.
I just sold it for you, Sherry. There you go. Sorry. There was no question. I was just pontificating.
You're working for her now. Hey, real quick before we let you go, I do want to ask this because I was in New York recently and I saw it in the airport. It was one of those little kiosks where you can buy travel insurance. When should you not buy travel insurance? Is this a scam? Is this real? When should you buy the travel insurance?
You should always buy travel insurance. Accidents happen. And that's what they are, accidents. We don't know. You can't plan them. So to protect yourself, to protect your investment that you've planned for a trip, always insurance.
All right. For those that want to find out more about Rainbow Travel, we'd like to reach out to you because you're their gal. Give us all your contact information, Sherry.
Sherry Johnson, 336-972-4675. And my email address is scwjrainbows61@aol.com. And our website is rainbowtravelusa.org.
And I assume all that contact information is on the website as well.
It is on the website, yes.
Great. rainbowtravelusa.org.
Yes.
All right. Sherry Johnson with Rainbow Travel, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Big thank you to Sherry for joining us. I also want to thank Destiny Perzano with Apalachee River Animal Hospital and Al Ganey and Stacey Reese from
Spherion Professional Staffing.
All right. Al, I think Al still wants to get on me a little bit and slap my wrist a little bit. Al, always. Yes. We'll talk after the show. I want to thank all our guests for joining us and a reminder that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs 24/7, day or night, by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadio.BusinessRadioX.com. Also, be sure to follow us on Twitter and to like us on Facebook. We're at Gwinnett Radio X. For Steve and Julian.
You know, Mike, for some reason, I have this desire to eat an orange or some grapes or maybe play some baseball later, something involving a sphere. I just don't know why.
For Steve and I'm Mike. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.